From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a victory over the Islamic State in Iraq. The Iraqi government has pronounced the provincial capital Ramadi liberated of Islamic State fighters, ending an offensive that began in mid-November. It represents Baghdad's most significant victory in 18 months. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Monday commended Iraq for its U.S.-backed victory.
While there's still clearly a lot of work to be done to reclaim all of Ramadi and the remaining portions of Ramadi and fully secure the city, and while these operations will take time, Iraqi forces' gains in the city are dealing a significant blow to ISIL and exemplify the capability of Iraqi security forces and the effect of coalition air power when working in conjunction with skilled partners on the ground.
Iraqi officials say they're now focused on wiping out pockets of resistance and clearing the city of mines and booby traps. IS fighters captured Ramadi in May. In northern Nigeria, the horrific death toll in insurgent attacks continues, with dozens more killed, perhaps as many as 80, with scores of others wounded in separate attacks that have been blamed on the Boko Haram insurgency. In and near the Borno State capital, Maiduguri, early Monday, many were killed in shootings and blasts. A twin suicide attack killed at least 30 others in a busy marketplace in the town of Madagali, some 150 kilometers to the southeast in Adamawa State. The attacks are viewed by analysts as a setback for President Muhammadu Buhari, who was elected in May on a promise of eliminating the Boko Haram threat. An army counteroffensive this year has recaptured most territory held by the group, which has resorted to hit-and-run tactics on such areas as markets, bus stations, and places of worship. This is VOA News. A Russian vessel carrying more than 11,000 kilograms of low-enriched uranium left Iran for Russia Monday, part of the international nuclear agreement reached with Tehran. It's a development hailed by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Regional analyst Ian Lustig of the University of Pennsylvania is not surprised by the development.
The Iranians are fully committed to abiding by the details of this agreement with respect to the nuclear materials. This agreement is not linked to anything else. It was an agreement just about the nuclear capacity, and the Iranians have exploited that fact by honoring the terms of it so as to relieve them of the sanctions and not having to put anything else on the table in the way of political or military cooperation.
Iran is also obligated to remove thousands of centrifuges used to enrich uranium and redesigning a heavy water reactor so it cannot be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. The U.S. is lauding an agreement between South Korea and Japan that a senior U.S. official says could pave the way for enhanced cooperation on regional threats. Monday, the two U.S. allies announced a settlement of the decades-long dispute known as Comfort Women, forced to work as prostitutes for the Japanese military during Japan's occupation of the Korean Peninsula. A new national poll shows the highest number of Americans dissatisfied with their government's anti-terrorism response. Fully 40% of those surveyed by the cable news channel CNN and the Opinion Research Center believe the terrorists are winning the war. Northeastern University's Max Abrams says such a finding is not uncommon.
And the reason why people often conclude that terrorists are winning is because almost regardless of what the outcome of the violence happens to be, observers conclude that that's exactly what the terrorists wanted to happen.
Coming weeks after the Paris and California attacks, the survey finds three-quarters of Americans surveyed are critical of the Obama administration's anti-terror efforts. The U.S. says the killing of a top Syrian rebel leader complicates efforts to bring a ceasefire and political resolution to the conflict. Zahran Alush, head of the group called Jaish al-Islam, died in an airstrike Friday, claimed by Damascus. A suicide blast in Pakistan left at least 8 dead and more than 20 wounded. The explosion in the city of Mardan, northwest of Islamabad, occurred outside the door of a government office called the National Database and Registration Authority, responsible for issuing national identity cards. The West African country of Guinea is being declared Ebola-free today, leaving just Liberia still counting down the days to achieve the goal of ending the epidemic. The virus killed more than 2,500 in Guinea, more than 11,000 worldwide, from early 2014 to mid-2015. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Hey.